Now I'd like to invite our incredible children's director, Heather Taylor, up to lead us in our children's time. So if there are any children, I get that we're all friends and it's really, really lovely, but let's continue those conversations after service in the beautiful remodeled narthex. And we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Heather for our time of worship for the children. So if you're a child, come on up. If you're a child at heart, come on up.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, Tyler. Good morning, everybody. So good to see all of you. Welcome. All right, didn't you just love that last song by the band? That was let's give them one more round of applause. That was just awesome. Oh, we're so blessed by Joyful Praise, Joyful Noise, Joyful, the Jordan's band. Jordan, you guys are awesome. So just want to see if you heard anything in that message, in that song, that really stood out to you. Was there anything that really stood out to you? Catherine. Less like ourselves and more kind and hopeful and helpful, maybe. Okay. So, yeah, so in the Bible, it talks about four different kinds of love. I happen to love this cup, but that's not one of the types of the love that the Bible talks about. This is a cup that I got at Disney World one time, and it's my Minnie Mouse cup, and I'm just going to use it, hopefully it will stay there, to demonstrate God's love for us, agape love, the agape love. So sometimes people think that only certain people are worthy of God's love, only the people who win. Only the Kansas City Chiefs, the Eagles, or people who are related to them, etc. Or only the people who won the swim meet, or only people who made the dance team, or only the people who know the big boss, right? So God tells us that you don't have to be it just in that inner circle to receive God's love. See, God pours his love out to us immensely, right? Just tons of love. And look what happens to God's love. It overflows out onto the plate. But guess what? God doesn't just pour love into that inner circle. God pours love out to everyone. So everyone is deserving of God's love, and everyone can be close to God. And what does that love do to us? Kind of like what Jordan was singing about. What does that love do to us? Makes us what? A little more like Jesus, exactly. And what was Jesus like? Cared about who? Everyone. Cared about everyone. He cared about the person who might be crying in the corner because they didn't win. The person who might not have money to buy nice shoes to run the race. So we want to be helpful and kind to everyone, not just the ones who are winning, right? Or not just the ones who are beautiful. We want to be kind to everyone. And that kindness and love comes from Jesus. So we need to have a relationship with him. So let's talk to Jesus, and that will help us be a little more like him. Let's put our hands together, close our eyes. Say, dear Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus, so that we can be more like him and care for everyone and be kind. And Lord, be with us this week as we leave these walls of the church. And we look for people who we can be kind to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thanks, guys. We will meet Miss Audie at the back. And if you are in pre-K, kinder, or first grade, you're going to go with Miss Heather And if you're second through fifth, you're going to go with Miss Audie, okay? But we'll go to the back, okay?
All right.